to the show, November 30th, Monday, last day of November, here in 2020 on In Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, upper left-hand corner, find the menu button, and then click that and find that donate button, smash it with extreme prejudice, and send money. The network needs your help. $10, $20, $30, anything you can send. You can call it in on credit card, or you can mail it in. The mailing address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And you can also go to the chat room for this program, set up by Mer Bailey. Thank you, Mer. InPlainSight.chatango.com. Site is spelled S-I-T-E. And let us know how we're doing. You can also let us know how we're doing if you want to call in. If you have one of those unlimited minutes cell phone deals, one of those newfangled deals set up, call in at 512-248-8252. Saves the station some money. If you don't have unlimited minutes, 1-800-313-9443. I'm working on a list of more stellar guests as we speak, waiting to hear back. So we're going to have more guests soon, but tonight we can do some call-ins. I'm going to do some headlines and do a little monologue. So hang in there, gang, and we're going to get through this show, because this is a pivotal time in our republic. You know, if they steal this election, it's basically over. Got a little black pills coming your way, but I've got to dish them out. If they steal this republic, what's left? I mean, what's left after this? Every 4 years, they can roll out a virus and say you've got to mail in your ballots. So it's all over. What's left but the guns? Oh, be careful. But seriously, and we want to avoid a situation that they want to funnel us into where the majority of Americans think that way. Because when there's no political avenue, there leaves only one other avenue left. And I think that's what a lot of people are thinking. So what I want to know tonight is what's on your mind. What avenues do we have left? Please try not to Fed post. I'm going to really try hard not to. And let me know what you're drinking. I'm having some Bower Hill rye. Very good. 2017, a very good year for rye. And we're going to try to get through this night and not Fed post if we can help it. But, you know, we're only human. There are battles currently going on in Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. So if I understand right, the Pennsylvania legislature met last week and they have a resolution to try to decertify the Pennsylvania election. There is a article that I want to point out by Pennville.com. Last gasp effort by Pennsylvania House Republicans to involve state legislature in recall of presidential election. And it results in a fizzle. Now, this is the mainstream media giving us their gaslighting. An 11th hour attempt by some Republican members of the Pennsylvania State House to get the legislature to directly intervene in the state certification of President-elect Joe Biden's popular vote victory here appears to have fizzled after a virtual majority party caucus meeting on Saturday night. This would be the Saturday over the Thanksgiving weekend. So I've got this article that I want to go through. There's a lot of gaslighting going on here by the article, and there are some facts that I want to lay out. And I've sent out the bat signal, folks, because it's hard to navigate through this swamp of mainstream media alone. And there's none other that I can think of to help me navigate through this gaslighting than the one and the only, the Cape Crusader himself, from the underground bunker, in Burbank Studios, Dr. Patrick Slattery. Doctor, are you on? Welcome to the show.
I am on. Do you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, good.
So the boy Wonder just pulled up this article trying to tell us that it's a lost cause and that the Pennsylvania legislature is not going to succeed. What do you have on this? Lay us out some facts.
Okay, well, I'm being a working stiff. I've just was working all day. And, of course, the mainstream media doesn't help to the extent they put anything out. It's gaslit. But so what I was able to scratch up is that a couple hours ago, the legislature ended its session, that the Republican leaders of the legislature ended the session without considering these resolutions, the Senate one being put forward by Dan Mastriano, who we've all become familiar with since last week's Gettysburg hearing, and then a similar one in the lower house, I guess they call it the House of Representatives or whatever, and that was put forward by one Russ Diamond, but they were never voted on. So that the GOP leaders in the Pennsylvania Assembly, completely cucked out, wouldn't allow for a vote, and have ended the session. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if the session, if the legislature can be called back into session on its own, like without involving the governor, if the governor has to call them back. I don't know how that works. I don't know the particulars. And it is a legislature that typically meets year long, and these people live in the state capitol. I don't know. Meanwhile, earlier I was listening to the extent I could to what the proceedings with Rudy Giuliani in Phoenix. So at this point, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm certainly very disappointed that when you had all of this momentum in Pennsylvania, the rug gets pulled out, not by the Democrats, but by the Republicans. And, you know, you had in Arizona this hearing going on with Rudy Giuliani and all these witnesses, and it was much better put together than the meeting in Gettysburg on Wednesday. And yet, while they're having this meeting, and while Rudy Giuliani is presenting witness after witness, the Republican governor, well, when did he certify? I think he certified the election for not just Joe Biden, but for this Gabby Gifford's husband, this astronaut, so that he couldn't take it. And that was a special election. So that means he will be able to take his seat in the U.S. Senate tomorrow. I mean, he could have held off. So you've got in Georgia, Governor Kemp, who's also Republican, and the Secretary of State there, who have, I believe they certified the election in Georgia, or they're trying to. So they did. So you're having, in state after state after state, it's the Republican leaders who are trying to stab Donald Trump in the back. Now, the legislatures were the best. They were the best, most obvious way of overturning this obviously faked election. And meanwhile, you know, while the moment, I guess, Russ Diamond in Pennsylvania is trying to introduce a bill, he gets kicked off Twitter. I mean, people are getting kicked off Twitter the moment they're raising any opposition, and then the mainstream media just keeps saying baseless accusations. But you're having the Republicans. Last thing I'll say is you do have Nick Fuentes in Phoenix now, and he's been calling out the Republicans leaders. And what you have, this is the Republican leadership that is stabbing Donald Trump in the back. Now, you still have things going through the courts. And there's still going to be cases that will be heard by the Supreme Court. We'll see what happens with the Supreme Court. But and of course, while all of this, the Republican leaders in the Pennsylvania legislature and in the governor's houses in Phoenix and Atlanta, while they're doing all this backstabbing, meanwhile, the public at large is becoming increasingly aware that this was obviously a faked election, fraudulent election, and more evidence is getting out there. So it's hard to know how this is going to play out.
Well, you're hitting the nail on the head when you're talking about the Republican leadership in all of these states, specifically Pennsylvania. They had enough Republicans in the Pennsylvania legislature to push this forward, and it's not getting momentum. So, you know, I've got to ask why. And, you know, each one of these Republicans in the legislature have an address. They have a home that they go to every night, and that home could potentially be vandalized or protested, or there could be some action against each address by BLM and Antifa, which are the foot soldiers of the system, the Jewish-dominated system. And so I wonder if that played a role in it. But I mean, you know, these Republicans have a duty, and they are shirking their duty in the face of obvious voter fraud. So the Republicans are going to be our death nail. They're going to be the ones that give up this republic to whatever we have coming, this new world order system that we're going into. You know, I mean, wouldn't you agree? Is that how you're reading it? I mean, that's how I'm reading it from the article that I read.
Well, yeah, you know, you have had all year long, you've had massive intimidation of voters. It's, you know, this is voter intimidation, not just what Rudy Giuliani is talking about, but when you had Black Lives Matter and Antifa going through the streets, when you had officialdom, whether it's the mayors of New York and Washington and so many other states painting Black Lives Matter on major thoroughfares, or whether it's Amazon and all these other, you know, Apple, all these other huge companies that are donating to Black Lives Matter, giving them millions and millions of dollars, and even more in terms of free advertising. And all of this was designed to intimidate regular people, normal people, who would vote for Trump. So you couldn't have at least in many, like in any city, you could not have a Trump bumper sticker. Your car would be vandalized. You'd be in, you know, if you wore a MAGA hat, you'd be beaten up. So there was this massive intimidation, and you know, it's all intimidation of the voters. But one has to think that these legislators are intimidated. Some of them, because they're a bunch of you remember that pussy hat march. These are pussy hat marchers without the hat and without marching. That's what they are.
The BLM and the Antifa, as we've seen clearly demonstrated this year, have the backing of the deep state, the Jewish-dominated deep state. And the Trump supporters that are what little are getting out and rallying, specifically under the Nick Fuentes and Alex Jones rallies, you know, they're out there in numbers too, but they're not backed up. So this indeed is a crackdown. This is demonstrating to us quite clearly who the government is supporting, and that is the BLM and Antifa, and any state legislatures that try to decertify the election or come out in favor of Donald Trump in any way are going to be targeted, and they know it, and that is the play. You know, that's what we see going on. And it's very unfortunate, because here's the narrative. The real narrative is that Trump supporters, to the tune of 75 to 80 million, are going to be disenfranchised by the election hoax. But the fake narrative that's being put out is that if this election hoax is overturned and these states get decertified, then there's going to be black voters that are disenfranchised. That's definitely the narrative that's being put out. And I think that's where they're rallying the troops on the left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, everything I mean, basically every narrative this year revolves around black people. So whether it's this, you know, that whole systemic racism thing, even the coronavirus. You think of the coronavirus, everybody had to wear masks. It would be racist not to wear masks because these poor people of color are more vulnerable. And white people, by insisting on breathing, are putting black lives at risk, and only black lives matter. And so, I mean, everything, you know, I'm not trying to whip up animosity towards blacks, because, I mean, blacks are just, you know, they are not controlling their own narrative. But the election fraud took place primarily in black areas. The Black Lives Matter was in their names, whether they like it or not, and not very many were speaking out against it. And, you know, the coronavirus thing. So we're headed into some very, very dark times if Trump doesn't pull this out. And the thing is, on the one hand, we had these are black pills about the certifications, and Wisconsin certified today, too. On the other hand, the evidence is just pouring out, and more regular people are being convinced, and you still have stuff going on in the courts, and there's still, I think there's a possibility of legislatures coming back into session, but so it's not over. I don't want people to think this is all over and we should just throw in the towel. You know, one of the problems is that I think people weren't aware that things could be done early enough. And so there's been kind of complacency, and we can't have the complacency.
Right. You know, but from what I'm understanding is 29 Republicans in the Pennsylvania legislature crafted this bill to decertify, and it was completely ignored today. I mean, is that right? What I'm reading?
Yeah, I believe that's the case. I believe it was not allowed to come to a vote.
And with enough pressure from Republicans, they could have had a special session, because this was the last day that the Republican legislatures in Pennsylvania or any legislature could convene until after.
I don't know. But I mean, every legislature has its own sessions, and most are not as long as Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania and Michigan have long sessions, and I think Georgia is in a special session now to deal with systemic racism and police violence. So I think they're actually in session now.
And what's very unfortunate is the rank and file black citizens of the United States don't really go along with this. It's their, you know, I know they're not out protesting in mass, but I mean, they're not going along. This is not their idea. I mean, this is something imposed on them by BLM and Antifa, which have a lot of white college women and white millennial women in their lead. It is very, very unfortunate, and it just makes me ask, I mean, what are you drinking, doctor? I'm having Bower Hill rye and some Guinness. What are you having?
I don't have anything in front of me. I think maybe possum pie.
If any callers want to weigh in, I want to ask what you're drinking tonight to get you through this, and you know, you can give us your input. Maybe you can stay around to field questions. But I do have information. I do have prep on the other states, specifically in Arizona and Georgia. And I know I pulled. Yeah, we got a break coming up, so we'll cover that on the other side.
With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Welcome back to the Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky on Republican Broadcasting Network, joined by Patrick Slattery. And we're covering the ongoing election and the fight thereof. There are some fights going on in Arizona, as we've mentioned. Breaking, Arizona representative says, we are clawing our Electoral College votes back and plan to withhold on January 20th. This is Arizona Representative Mark Fincham seeks to prevent the state from assigning its Electoral College votes to Joe Biden. And this is after the state's hearing into election integrity was only halfway through. Arizona State Representative Mark Fincham, a Republican, issued a call for his colleagues to withhold the state's Electoral College votes as he believes there is enough sufficient evidence of fraud to invalidate the state's votes. So, evidence of fraud was the name of the game we were counting on for these Republicans to act. And we have a very few of them, this one particular one, Mark Fincham. Is it going to be enough? And what do you think about this one, Patrick?
Well, if you get one state that would decertify or withhold its electoral votes or have the legislature appoint, it becomes much easier for the other states to do so. And obviously, if you're going to have the leadership of the Republican state legislatures, if you're going to have Republican governors who are going to be cucking so hard, it's pretty disappointing. But this isn't over. And you've got Republican governors both in Arizona and in Georgia, and they were put into office by people who voted for Donald Trump and who are infuriated by this blatant, open theft of the election. And so certainly in these states where you have Republican governors and Republican legislatures, there's nothing stopping them from coming back into session or whatever. And there is precedent also. There is precedent for a governor or secretary of state to certify electoral votes and then later certify other electoral votes for the other side because of a recount or whatever. And I will refer you to the 1960 election between Kennedy and Nixon. And Hawaii, which had just become a state, the governor certified the Nixon electors, and then after a recount, he certified the Kennedy electors. And so both sets of electors actually met and cast votes, and both sets of votes got sent to the Congress. And the Congress is being chaired by none other than Richard Nixon, who decided to allow the Kennedy votes to count. Even though Nixon had been cheated out of his own election, it's pretty well established that he didn't really win, that Kennedy didn't really win Illinois with live voters. He had a big dead vote from Chicago, and I think there was one other state, maybe it was Hawaii, maybe it was another state, but at any rate, with those two states having been stolen from Nixon, he lost the electoral vote. But you do have that precedent of a fairly recent, it's only 60 years ago, it's in some of our lifetimes, and where the a governor certifies one set and then certifies another set. This isn't over. And I do think one of, the biggest enemy we have are these Republican cucks. But the other enemy we have is our own complacency and our own defeatism. And, this isn't over. It wasn't over on election night. And it's no good just to say, the Jews are too powerful or the media is too powerful or whatever. That defeatism is a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I know you know a lot about prophecy, Jeremy.
Well, yeah, indeed. And it's hard to tell how it's going to play out here. But yeah, the complacency of the people and the Republicans in inactiveness and unwillingness to stand up is really hurting us here. And it makes me ask what you're drinking. Call in at RBN 1-800-313-9443, or please call into the preferred number, if you can, the 512 number, and let me know what's going on. But we're going to continue hashing this out. We're just up on the next break here pretty soon, but I did want to mention that there are people on the street in Arizona, and massive crowd of patriots gather in Arizona for Stop the Steal rally, and it is an impressive show of force from the members of the Stop the Steal movement, but will it be enough? Should be coming up on the break, and we'll catch it on the other side. Think of all the things that really matter and the chances you
earn. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extend. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Memory, your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer song. And stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home.
And welcome back. Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky. Memories. I remember when we thought our votes counted, but yeah, I guess they don't so much. We have some callers coming in too, Patrick. I did want to mention this article that we were discussing before the break, if I can get to it. And there is some protests on the ground in Arizona led by our very own Generation Z representative, Nick Fuentes. Massive crowd of patriots gathers in Arizona for Stop the Steal rally. An impressive show of force from the members of Stop the Steal movement. And this is a crowd that reportedly numbers in the tens of thousands has descended on Phoenix, Arizona, and gathered outside the Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown to protest on behalf of Donald Trump and fair elections on Monday. As the state of Arizona certifies the election results, despite widespread reports of election fraud. Prominent speakers of the day included conservative commentators Michelle Malkin and Nick Fuentes, who received thunderous applause from the crowd during their respective speeches. So as we mentioned during the break, Nick Fuentes and Alex Jones are true American patriots getting out there and doing the protest thing. But is it enough? And let me kick it to you for comments, Patrick, on this, on these protests. And then we got William from Montana that wants to ring in. Go ahead, Patrick.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Electoral College doesn't vote for another 2 weeks. Then those votes get counted on January 6th. There's a lot of things that can happen. So I don't want people to get blackballed and defeatist. One other point, though, is that, just imagine, Nick Fuentes is 22 years old. Could you imagine being 22 years old and the Republic is in its biggest crisis either since the Civil War or ever. And there you are, 22 years old, and you are like the effective leader of the in real life street movement. Can you imagine that?
Well, at 22 years old, I was thinking of what keg I want to float next. So, no, I can't imagine that. But kudos to that young man. I just didn't care about politics 20 years ago. But we do have William from Montana. After William, we have Mark in Texas and Vinny in Indiana. William, welcome to the show. We value your comments, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. Well, I hate to disappoint you, but I'm drinking a double extracted chaga mushroom elixir from Siberia. I mean, where else would I be getting my mushrooms but from Siberia?
Vodka?
With vodka? No vodka. This is
Siberia?
Just, well, it,
you mean Siberia in Russia?
Yes, yeah, Siberia. Chaga mushrooms are mushrooms that grow on birch trees, and they have a lot of medicinal qualities. I do extract this myself often using Everclear, so I should get points for that. But then I have to step it down because Everclear is a little bit too powerful to drink, you know,
points,
in your tea.
Points given.
But anyway, you know, what I've been seeing when I've looked at this assembly of people that, as you know, if you're listening to something like NPR, which I don't recommend, I mean, they're making a big to-do about how many women are being lined up in Biden. You know, Biden has always been for women's rights. And so he's nominating a lot of women for first time positions with the CIA.
Well,
for
I guess, and that's the silver lining in all of this, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, I would say that it looks like, and there's been some people that have commented that, you know, one person who's been behind a lot of these nominations of these women for chief positions in the, you know, supposedly Biden administration is none other than Hillary Clinton, because quite a few of these people actually used to work for Hillary Clinton. And so when you start reading some of these details, you'll find that it looks like a lot of bad pennies are coming back. You know, one of the guys that's
so,
being chosen is... Yeah.
Jan Psaki, I know she was a State Department spokesperson. Was she during Hillary's tenure as Secretary of State? I know for two of Hillary's years, it was Victoria Nuland. Was Jan Psaki before Victoria Nuland, or was she after Hillary and Victoria Nuland?
Well, they have, you know, Hillary has some... you know, I don't know all the details, but Hillary has a couple think tanks, and many of these people are being, you know, were working with Hillary's think tanks to try to get, you know, her policies in place, especially, you know, before the Russians stole her election. I mean, she had it sewed up before the Russians stole it for Trump. But I mean, if you go down the list, you'll see, and you have a suspicious mind, you'll see that many of these women have worked in association with Hillary Clinton. And it sounds like if you read all these names off, it sounds like a administration that's being chosen for Harris, not for Biden. So I have a feeling that I just get this feeling that, you know, Biden's not actually going to be the head of this administration, this assembly of people, that this is actually being more chosen for her.
So that's interesting. One of the things that I've been saying is that I think you may well wind up, if Biden were to be inaugurated, and I still think, with all of this fraud evidence, Trump is... I've still got my money on Trump. But if Biden were to be inaugurated, you would wind up with a situation where there would be a giant fracture between the Biden's crew and Harris's crew, because Harris would want to push him out, but the people that Biden had put in would want Biden to stay in. But if you're saying that from day one, the Biden administration is going to be filled with Harris people, then you don't have that big split in the Democratic Party, and Biden just gets pushed out easily.
Yeah, Nira, I don't know one person that's been the only thing she has her name is that she was an Obamacare architect and former Hillary advisor, and also one of the principal Russian gators, and that's Nira Tandon. And she's supposedly being tapped, by Biden to sort of head up a very powerful area in the administration, and she has worked for Hillary Clinton's think tank, and she's a complete wacko. She doesn't like Bernie Sanders. She doesn't like any progressive Democrats. She's all for Clinton. And she's all for, trying to, reignite the whole Moscow thing, and on and on and on. And, where she came from is amazing. I mean, if you go and just type her name in and read some of the stuff that she's involved in, you will be, think this is someone that Biden is going to be working with. I think this is someone that Harris would love to have, so that
could stick her. You got people like Tony Blinken.
Yes.
And what's the guy's name? Jake Sullivan. What's his name? Jake Sullivan.
Yep.
And these are people who really were in the Biden orbit. They were his national security advisors while he was vice president. So there do seem to be, at least like in the foreign policy team, there seems to be people who are, long time, have had close associations with Biden, and his chief of staff, Klain, is that his last name, Klain? I can't remember the first name.
Yeah, Klain, Ron Klain.
Ron, yeah. And then you got...
Yeah, he worked for Al Gore and for... he was chief of staff, in the chief of staff for Al Gore and a couple other, notorious people. And
I wouldn't think Janet Yellen. Wouldn't think she would be a Harris partisan, but maybe I'm wrong.
It all depends, because there's other people that are being put in positions related to business and finance that really, have not much experience, but they are really very gung-ho for, being the first woman. It's amazing how these new names come up. I mean, when you're talking, about this woman who really worked for, she worked for Hillary Clinton's a think tank called the Center for American Progress, and she is referred to as, she will be the first South Asian American. I don't even know what that means, but she's going to be the first South Asian American to lead the Office of Management and Budget. And go ahead.
When are we gonna have like our first Zulu or our first Aborigine, right?
Yeah, I think that's coming. I think China is taking apart Australia, so we never know. There may be a huge influx of immigrants coming from war-torn Australia.
Yeah.
After the Chinese get done
with the Abos.
Right. Anyway, I just wanted to put that out there that, I think a lot of this is just put out there to shake us up, give us something to chase after when we actually should be out in the streets protesting this totally bogus election. So I'm going to drink some more of my chaga, and I wish you all well.
Well, thank you, William. And I'm going to keep you on, Caped Crusader, as the Boy Wonder brings on more callers. We always appreciate you, William. And next we have, and I just poured another glass of Bower Hill Rye, thinking about the upcoming cabinet that could be. It inspired me to pour some more. Mark from Texas. Mark, what are you drinking and what's on your mind?
Jeremy. First of all, man, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, brother.
Well, thank you, sir. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Hope it was a good one.
All right. Aloha, Patrick.
Oh, aloha.
Hey, man, I'm enjoying the high life tonight. The Miller High Life.
Miller High Life, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, we're also, it's on the rocks and a double entendre. Definitely enjoying the high life.
Wow, my friend. Makes me wonder how the other half lives.
Anyway, hey, you know, you're from Kentucky. I was thinking about your bumper music. And, man, a couple of my favorite artists are from Kentucky. Can I name a few?
Yeah, what do you got, my friend?
Well, I'll start with the King of Bakersfield, Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah, I remember old Dwight.
And then I'd go with a little Chris Knight, a little Down by the River, or Down the River, if you've never heard it. Great song. But is Loretta Lynn, is she from Kentucky? Or West Virginia?
I've associated her with Tennessee, coal miner's daughter tier, but she could be from...
It's Kentucky or West Virginia, anyway.
West Virginia.
And then, last but not least, Allison Krauss. I think she's from Kentucky. I know she lives in Nashville.
Love some Allison Krauss. That's some bluegrass goodness.
But anyway, look, as far as politics, all I can say is blah, blah, blah. Everybody needs to check out League of the South, Dr. Michael Hill. I love black people. I love women. But they don't need to vote, and they don't need to hold any elected office. And that's all I got.
Well, thank you, Mark. And I actually totally agree. Patrick, you can distance yourself from me if you want to, but I do not think women should hold the leverage of power in anything because they're simple creatures ruled by emotion. Just alienated some of my audience, but so be it. And I appreciate your call, Mark. Next, we got Vinny from Indiana. Vinny, what do you got for us, my guy? What are you drinking?
Oh, I don't drink. I just wanted to comment. I called in a couple of weeks ago, and I wanted to comment how people are leaving the kind of controlled opposition, conservative. You know, they're leaving Fox. They're going to Newsmax. And I have a suggestion that people could do to really kind of, you know, Patrick Salley says we don't live in a state-controlled media. We have a media-controlled state. And if you want to fight back, I think a good way to do that is I watch as many videos as I can on BitChute, but there's a lot of stuff that's not on BitChute, and I get a lot of information. I don't have cable TV, but I do have internet, and I have YouTube. But if you get on YouTube using a web browser instead of like a TV app, when you bring your cursor over a video, and let's say it's some propaganda saying President-elect Biden, if you click on, there's three buttons that'll show up, three dots. If you click on the three dots, you can then decide to block that channel. So if I'm getting some propaganda from, say, CBS News, and it's saying President-elect Biden, which I know is just going to be pure propaganda, I can block CBS News permanently. I don't want to look at that nonsense. Or if I'm getting COVID panic propaganda. And I think if people can start doing that, because that was put out there at the request of the ADL and the SPLC, because Mark Dice was getting, you know, a million people watching Mark Dice every morning, you know, and they were panicking that, you know, conservative channels were getting too popular. So people, you know, all these lefties were panicking, so they would, you know, they put that in there for them. But I don't see why we can't use that and give feedback back. And, you know, if people would just stop watching conservatives, but they stop looking at the controlled opposition, you know, instead of going to Breitbart, they go to Gateway Pundit at least, or they go to Revolver instead of Matt Drudge. I think that'll send a huge message to the kind of weak Republicans. And because right now it's the normie Republicans are going to control, you know, it's not in our hands, it's in their hands. If they don't step up, we're doomed. But that's all I can say.
Well, thank you, Vinny. And they're not stepping up, and your advice is well taken. Block out that media that subverts and gaslights you.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate the call, Vinny. Next, we have Ken from New York. Ken, do you have a comment, question for Patrick and I? And what are you drinking, my friend?
I'm sipping on Burgundy.
Good
for
you.
What happens to Italians when they get over 60, they start to like wine and listen to Frank Sinatra, even though I think of myself as a rocker from the 60s.
Hey, if Frank Sinatra, you can't beat him. Can't beat him.
I have a question and a comment. I don't know which one will come first, about the Kraken. And my idea of the Kraken is the one from the Clash of the Titans. I like that one better than an octopus. It only seemed to focus on China and Russia. It didn't mention our best friends over in the Middle East or anybody else that I know of. Have you heard anything different?
Well,
no, I haven't heard anything different. I personally think that, like, the China connection to what is it, Dominion? I think that's kind of forced. I think that's just boomer bait.
I do.
And I think yes. The Venezuela connection, to the extent there's a connection, Venezuela may well have bought Dominion machines in order to fake elections. It's possible. But, of course, remember that Hugo Chavez didn't always win elections. He lost three national elections while he was in power. But be that as it may, it's perfectly possible that Dominion was a customer. I mean, Venezuela was a customer of these machines in order to fake it. But it's being spun as if Venezuela was hacking our election, and that's not how it would work.
No, I didn't think so as far as Venezuela was concerned, but I'm wondering why the Kraken is only focused on China and bringing back Russia and not our friends in the Middle East. Or is
because
it
people,
the
people
ones
are,
that...
People are afraid of Jews. And so
okay,
since they're afraid of Jews...
Is.
Yeah. And so they're afraid of Jews, so that's why they talk about the Tricoms.
Oh, okay. No, I was being a little facetious, that's all. Just a little bit.
I know, but like, I'm drinking water, and so I'm not capable of picking up on the subtleties.
I'm half Irish and Italian. I don't know what the Irish side should be drinking.
Whiskey. Straight whiskey.
The Irish side...
Oh, no.
It could be listening to Irish tenors. It could be listening to Van Morrison.
Oh, I love but Van Morrison.
I'd stick with the Frank Sinatra and the Chianti or whatever the wine you're drinking is.
Oh. But I think maybe if that's or maybe it's like what Mike Rivero says, it's something you should be looking where something should be, but it's not. And maybe what the Kraken didn't mention was actually more important than what it did mention. Yeah, I believe China's got a big problem, but I don't get it with the Russians at all. I don't buy it.
No. Well, a lot of stuff is made in China. I mean, everything is made in China. Your iPhone's made in China, and I don't fault the Chinese for making stuff for profit. But there is this thread of the Israeli Mossad involved in our elections and in our voting Dominion machines that Patrick and I covered months and months and months, maybe a year ago, on the Patrick and Jeremy Show. I'll have to dig that archive up. But the idea of the Kraken was an algorithm, if I understand right, that would distribute Trump votes to Biden. And that was the whole idea of it. And perhaps this can unravel the system in Georgia, which seems like the direction that Sidney Powell is going. Hopefully that will come out. But I don't think that it will ever come out that the Israeli Mossad was involved. I think they're going to be sheltered.
Yeah, they would be sheltered. Speaking of coming out, though, today, Rudy Giuliani had a witness who was, I think, a professor from MIT who was talking about this very algorithm and saying that there's evidence that every vote for Biden was counted 1.3 times.
In Arizona. That's the kind of proof that we need to surface in these hearings to get the public to become outraged. But, as our state Republican legislatures are cucking, I don't even know if that's gonna do it. But they should press forward either way. What are we coming up on music? I should hear an 80s guitarist solo. There it is. Thanks a lot for the call, Ken. Call back earlier in the show, and we'll get you some more airtime. This was In Plain Sight from Jeremy from Kentucky. Thanks, Patrick, for joining me, and we'll be back tomorrow night.
Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.